Morrison.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. joining us on the phone from back east. It is the man, the myth, the legend, the blogger,
yes,
Freddie Patterson. Hi, Fred.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing well. I want to quickly run through a few things here. First of all, you have a new mayor in Toronto. What do you think, Rob Ford?
It's all right. You know, he's cut from a different cloth. He's extremely overweight. He's very brash. He's very to the point. He's an abrasive man. But his message through the whole campaign was slash, 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 cut, 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 stop all the wasteful spending at Toronto City Hall, which has been a problem over the past 7 years under David Miller. So it was a complete, what will we say, 180 or 360? What is it? Whatever.
Complete opposite of what you had with David Miller, basically.
Absolutely, my friend.
And you don't think it's such a bad thing. He kind of reminds me a little bit. Well, he looks like a combination of John Candy and Mike Holmes.
Yes.
And he kind of reminds me a little bit of what Mike Harris was kind of, what he came in and did years ago in Ontario.
Well, yeah, he's had that tag attached to him, and it's not very popular because Mike Harris, his legacy, although Mike Harris was a man of his word and did exactly what he said he'd do, some of what he did didn't turn out, but he was a man of his word. Rob Ford has been sort of linked to Mike Harris in a derogatory way. But listen, you know, I'm not the greatest human being, but if I can do anything for anyone, it's give them a chance. And the man, he hasn't been mayor yet for a day. It doesn't start till December 1st or something. Let's see. Like anything else, give the guy a shot.
Randy Quaid, speaking of giving a guy a shot, the Canadian government seems to be giving Randy Quaid, the actor, and his wife, I think it's Evie. I don't know if you know this story, Freddie. This was big news out here in Vancouver. He came here the day after he arrived in Canada. A bench warrant was given to courts in California. He was a wanted man with his wife just a day before. Whether he got the heads up or not, nobody knows. So now he's here with his wife, and they want to become Canadian. Apparently, his wife is Canadian. Her father was an FBI agent or something like that. Anyway, the whole gist of why I'm going here is he claims that there is a group or organization in the United States, specifically in Hollywood, that is out to, what's his term?
Well, it's called Star Whackers.
Star Whackers.
That's right. And there's a group of Hollywood people that are on this hit list, and he thinks he's on this hit list, and he's actually named his brother Dennis as one of the people that wants him dead. Now, I've read all these reports, and, you know, I know crazy things happen, but I think Mr. Randy Quaid is, I think he's cuckoo.
Freddie, a lot of people do. I talked about this earlier on my show here at CFOX in Vancouver, and I said, what if he's telling the truth?
Well, listen.
I know it's hard to get your head around, but what if he is telling the truth?
Well, then I guess they should get to the bottom of it, and I guess Canadian authorities should talk to people in Hollywood or Southern California and see what they can find out. But on the surface, it seems pretty far-fetched. I mean, really? A hit list, and he's saying somehow his brother Dennis's name ended up on the deed to his house, and I mean, if that's true, I mean, there's some proof, so investigate. I'm just saying on the surface, man, it really looks like he's some kind of a wacko.
Yeah, it does. It does. Freddie, and finally, what the hell's going on with these stinking Habs?
Yeah, I know they're playing pretty good hockey. There's just no doubt about it, and it hurts. It hurts immensely for a Leaf fan because the Maple Leafs just don't have any offense, and they're going to be hard-pressed to survive, let alone make the playoffs now. And the Montreal Canadiens, I can't argue with their success there. They look good.
Freddie, you sound defeated, but it ain't over, buddy.
No, it's not. Maybe they'll run into some injuries or something or have a skid like all teams have. But right now, I've watched the last couple of Habs games, and I'm telling you, there doesn't seem to be a lot of holes in that team. No real superstars, just a lot of good teamwork.
The only thing I didn't hear out of your mouth there was perhaps a plane crash. We wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website. Every Friday, we like to check in with him. You can check in with him 24/7 via CanadianThinker.com. Freddie P., last two words of yours, buddy.
Oh, I'm loving you.